Ministry of Technology official says nuclear technology could solve Zambia's energy crisis and government clear 119 million kwacha cash for work arrears. The Ministry of Technology and Science Senior Technology Officer Steve Mazuba says nuclear technology can help address the energy crisis the country is currently grappling with if well harnessed. Mr. Mazuba says the establishment of a nuclear power plant in Zambia can transform Zambia into a net exporter of electricity in Africa. Speaking when a delegation from the ministry paid a courtesy call on Central Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Godfrey Chitambala, Mazuba said the misconceptions associated with nuclear technology continue to be the major hindrance to the establishment of a nuclear power plant and implementation of the globally accepted technology in other economic sectors. He said the ministry has since decided to embark on stakeholder consultative engagements to promote the use of nuclear technology in economic sectors such as health, agriculture and energy. 360. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, says the ministry will soon clear over 119 million kwacha in arrears for the first phase of the Cash for Work program. Mr. Piri stated that 200,000 beneficiaries of the program were not paid, and government has already put the necessary modalities to ensure that the beneficiaries are paid before the implementation of the second phase of the program. He indicated that government has already disbursed 22.5 million kwacha to pay beneficiaries in Lusaka district. News 360. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
India and the European Union have reached a landmark trade agreement affecting nearly 2 billion people that both sides have called the mother of all deals. Decades in the making, the deal will almost entirely eliminate tariffs in the coming years and hugely boost mutual trade. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the international situation means this is a crucial time to strike such a deal. Spain's migration minister has confirmed that the socialist minority government will pass a decree today granting legal status to hundreds of thousands of immigrants. The measure won't require approval from Congress, where right-wing parties would probably have blocked it.
US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 65 ngwe. The Great British pound 26 kwacha 83 ngwe. The euro is trading at 23 kwacha 27 ngwe, and the South African rand 1 kwacha 22 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking sports.
Bayern Munich sporting director Max Eberl says that the German club are in talks with Harry Kane about extending the striker's contract. The 32-year-old England captain joined in a four-year deal from Tottenham in August 2023 in a move worth an initial 100 million euros. Kane has since scored 119 goals and registered 30 assists in 126 games for Bayern and clinched the first major trophy of his career when he helped them win the 2024-2025 Bundesliga title. Lusaka had a cloudy start, and then sunshine returning with the highs at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see widely separated evening thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Ministry of Technology official says nuclear technology could solve Zambia's energy crisis and government clear 119 million kwacha cash for work arrears. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 FM. Lusaka's official number one hit music station. Music station. your new